Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed to episode 88. I'm Christy, your host, and I wanted to talk today because I'm wondering if anybody has ever been completely derailed. And I'm sure if you've lived long enough, you have, where you have a plan, whether it is, I don't know, getting married to your longtime boyfriend or getting, you know, interviewing for a job and going on your eighth interview and knowing that you're about to get the offer and then the offer falling through. Or, I don't know, like, everybody, like, kind of makes plans for their lives and then life happens and unfolds as it's meant to. And we're kind of, like, you know, sideswiped and caught off guard and really disappointed or really, like, devastated about certain things that don't go in the way that we had planned. And as I'm reflecting on some of the things that have been really hard for me to overcome, what I realize is that the reason why, and I think, you know, hard things happen in people's lives for sure. People get sick, people get fired, people, you know, they, life happens, people get disappointed, people, you know, you fail at things sometimes, or you're embarrassed or humiliated, and, you know, things don't always go our way. And what I realized is the times where I feel like I've been really knocked down, and it's taken me a long time to realize, this, but I realized that getting knocked off of my rocker made me realize that I was going in the completely wrong direction. And lately I have been really sitting with myself, meditating, quiet, silencing the chatter in my brain or the random useless thoughts that come into my train of thinking. I've been trying to silence them and push them aside. And I've realized that listening to my intuition is and has been the best gift I could have ever realized. That's the thing when people say, you know, you really need to do the inside work. You really need to heal yourself because, you know, your beliefs about yourself and about your life and about your capabilities are blocking you from meeting your goals. All of that stuff seemed so cryptic to me in the past. I'm like, I didn't really have a full understanding of what the inside work was, or when people say, like, you know, that's an inside job, like working on yourself and just healing and all that whole process sounded and seemed so abstract to me. I'm like, how do you go back and heal and forgive yourself and release those things that have kind of scorned you or scarred you from the past, you know? And part of it, I've worked through a lot of it, but I've worked through a lot of it by being easier on myself. And once I was able to be easier on myself, not let myself off the hook, but just like, God, I've always been so harsh and hard on myself. And it did not allow me to have any empathy for anybody else. And it really made me come off in a hard and harsh way. But when I realized that I can be easier on myself, it just makes it so much more natural for me to have more of a soft side. I always thought having a soft side was like a weakness, but really I see having a soft side as having a heart and caring about people and being my authentic self, really. And in turn, being a better version of myself. But in any case, when I find these hard things have come up in my life, what I did realize is that the direction that I thought I was supposed to go in, and the disappointment of losing whatever it is that wasn't meant to be, made me realize the direction that I should go in. And once you realize that, silence and stillness is where all of the answers are, when you can just sit with yourself and close your eyes, relax your face, breathe, and push those random thoughts aside and just literally sit with yourself calmly and patiently and just be. You don't need to do or say or feel anything. You just have to be. And that's really when, to me, I can channel answers to the things that I need help with, or just heal from the things that, have hurt me in the past. And that's when things, like, literally, they come to me. I don't even need to search for them. It comes to me. It, like, comes into the periphery of my trains of thinking when I'm sitting there, and it literally is, for the first time in my life, I've been able to access parts of myself that I don't think I've ever known. And everybody has the ability to do this, but what it is a practice. You have to practice being still. You have to practice meditation. You have to practice feeling and just being with yourself in silence. And it's something that you need to train yourself to do. It's not something that I don't think it's naturally something that we as, like, adults can just do if you're not used to it, because it does take a bit of a discipline. But once you get into it, it's really great. And once you stop doing it, you lose it. Like, if you don't use the muscle, you lose it. Same with, like, running. If I don't run for a week and I start running again, I get winded faster than if I just am consistent with it. So with everything in life, it is something that you need to maintain and keep up with and get stronger at. What I've realized through this process is I'm just going with the direction that it's taking me in terms of my company. And with Styleriform, it has been my third child, my little girl, my baby, and I have been struggling and striving back and forth for several years now on whether, in the beginning it was whether or not I should take it to another level, whether or not I wanted the stress, and whether or not I wanted to enter the fashion industry again at that level. And then I just a few years ago decided to take the leap. I'm like, you know what? I'm doing this. I went ahead and did it. And it's been like this real journey of self-discovery and unfolding of, like, some of my greatest fears and insecurities. And it's just made me grow and push, and it's just been incredible and terrifying and enlightening, and it's really making me stretch to a point that I don't think I could if I were just working at a company, not my own. And since I'm building this, I kind of equate building my business with building myself. The more I build myself, the better my business will get. And it's kind of interesting and cool and so incredible to experience and watch and document. So, thank you for being with me on my journey. Thank you for all of your support, whether it's listening to the podcast, sending me love on Instagram, liking a post, liking a reel, watching a TikTok. I appreciate all of it. I'm really enjoying myself and watching the journey unfold on social media. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.